Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, hello Jenna, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
You've got some important news for us this morning regarding the wonderful world of literature.
Yes, so this is a few days late, but you know, we're only here on Mondays, but the Ockham
Thank New God Zealand, you're here on Mondays.
I know. Ockham New Zealand Book Awards long list has just been announced. It was announced on Thursday, the 31st of January. Big news in the New Zealand book world.
So just New Zealand books?
Just New Zealand books. So
fiction, non-fiction?
There are four categories. So we've got fiction, general non-fiction, illustrated non-fiction, and poetry.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have 10 books in each category. Probably the most well-known one is the Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize, which I know very well because I judged it last year, so I know how hard those
people are. Are you judging this year?
No way. You'd know about it. I'd talk about it all the time. So there's a great bunch of books in there, and I think if you're thinking of delving into New Zealand fiction and you don't know where to go, this should be the best of the best that was published in 2018. Ooh. And there's some that we've reviewed on this Okay, so remember This Mortal Boy by Fiona Kidman?
What was that one about again?
That was about the second to last man to be hanged in New Zealand.
From Queen Street.
Yeah, the jukebox killer. That is an amazing story. So I'm so happy to see on that. I would have been very surprised if it wasn't. And if you guys remember The Ice Shelf by Anne Kennedy, that was the one set in Wellington with the fridge.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and the girl dragging the fridge around with her. Yeah.
Yes.
So that is fantastic. So I'm so happy to see that.
You pick some goodies, don't you?
Any others? One that I really loved on this long list is called The Imaginary Lives of James Ponecki by Tina Makariti. It is set in the kind of 1850s, and it's about this young Maori man who gets taken over to London with a portrait painter, and he becomes a live exhibit among the man's paintings of New Zealand. And so very deep. It's good.
Great book.
But so there's a lot of the old guard on this long list. So we've got Lloyd Jones, who was shortlisted for the Man Booker. Fiona Kidman. We've got Vincent O'Sullivan, Charlotte Grimshaw. Kirsty Gunn has won this award before. So, you know, it's the oldies.
Won the award, apart from the accolades, do you win any cash?
Yes,
or do they win vouchers?
So the Acorn Foundation booksellers vouchers. The Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize is a prize of $53,000.
In cash.
Wow. It was 50, but it's gone up with inflation. Isn't that cool?
That's righteous. Well done, team.
Yeah. Then we have the Royal Society Te Aparangi Award for General Nonfiction, and so this is a good pile of, usually you get your memoirs and then your, you know, we've got some biology stuff and history of New Zealand. And another book that I reviewed on here was We Can Make a Life by Chessie Henry, which is, if you remember, it was the memoir of the young girl whose dad was in the CTV building in the Christchurch earthquake. So it was really cool to see that one on there, but there's a great pile of books on that as well. Illustrated nonfiction, that's where you've got your big beautiful picture books and the beautiful photography. Jane Usher, one of my favourite New Zealand photographers.
Love Jane Usher.
She's on there twice with the New Zealand horse. Yep,
calm
and
Hillary's
Antarctica. And then we have the
She's been milking that Antarctica book for a while, hasn't she?
This is a different one.
I do love Jane Usher. She's a really lovely person. She's great and great photographer, but I don't know what I'm saying. You know?
I just envy her job. I think it seems like she just travels around New Zealand photographing the real people, you know.
But if you do such a good job of it, that's what happens, isn't it? It becomes your job.
Totally. And poetry, another one that we reviewed on BFM last year was Pocahontas.
So
that's another really great one to have on there, the great youthful author from Wellington. And then there's some more of the old guard on there. You've got Harry Ricketts, David Eagleton. All the good stuff. So I think for our listeners.
So what do you do if you're a book buyer? Do you just go, oh God, now I've got to buy all those?
Yeah,
or do you wait till there's a winner?
So what we do is, like, when the long list comes, I mean, we have a really good New Zealand section anyway, but the long list comes out and then we'll make sure we've got everything on the shelf and we'll make a display.
So I mean for the punter, easily. not for the professional book buyer like yourself.
Oh, I'm just thinking about my job.
I mean, just, you know, Joe or Jeanette punter. You know?
Yeah, Joe. Okay, I got it now. I would say this is your base of, if you haven't read much New Zealand stuff recently, you just look at this list and go for it.
So just buy all that.
Yeah. Would you say that some of these books are for the advanced reader, or the, like,
or
if you didn't read a lot, but you wanted to get in and you were, like, trying to figure out which books you should read, would these be a hard read, an easy read?
Quite a mix of stuff on the long list. I think there's some pretty traditional, like, straightforward narrative stories, like The Small Boy, James Pornicki, also All This by Chance and The New Ships. I've read half of these ones. Those are just straightforward, great reads, not dense. Caroline's Bikini by Kirsty Gunn. I haven't read that, but my colleague has, and that's, like, you know, really pushing the boundaries of literature, and it has lots of references and it's very layered.
Because sometimes if you're just starting out your reading journey, some of those can be quite hard to get into.
Yeah, totally. But I think just read the back of them and see what reaches out to you. There's lots of university press titles.
I've always found too, ask somebody in the shop.
Yeah, totally.
I've never ever got any good bookstore that you go to. I find that if you just ask a few questions, be honest about what you're wanting, and sort of like, and what you've read before and what you really liked and stuff. If they know what they're talking about, they'll go, oh yeah, hang on, you like this.
Boom. Yeah, don't be scared to talk.
I've had some of the greatest recommendations just off the floor. Boom. Try it. Don't like it, bring it back. Oh, what? Jesus.
When does this get judged?
Now we've got the shortlist coming out pretty soon. That's on the 6th of March, and then everything will be brought down to 4 titles each. And then it's...
The quickening.
Does that mean all the judges have to, like, study these books?
Yeah, so with my experience of being a judge, we read all the submissions, made the long list, and then you reassess the long list, and then...
Does that mean when you say reassess, you read again?
Read again, especially... It's almost like the best ones, the ones that you really stand out, you don't have to read again. It's like the middle, the ones that you're not sure about, you really have to read again. And then...
Let me ask you, just off the record. if you're reading the book and you just think to yourself, nah. How long before you think, nah?
I would give every book at least 100 pages.
Do you give up?
Really?
Which is quite a lot.
That's really interesting. The book I'm reading at the moment, I'm up to the 98th page.
Are you ready to give up? Oh, that's the one you were telling me about earlier.
Are you neither here nor there? Are you invested in it or not, Tess?
I'm invested enough to continue, but it's a push.
It's not a very
long
book.
You can do it, Tess.
No, it's not a very long book.
Yeah. It's like 104 pages.
You might be halfway through almost.
Yeah.
I get that.
Once you get over the hump,
as a reader, it must be a hard decision to make the choice to give up on a book.
I know, but do you know what?
Shut the door if it's no good.
I find
it's like bad music as well. Yeah. Shut the door.
Yeah. If I'm struggling with a book, then I just stop reading, you know? And so I just don't put off reading.
Naturally.
So sometimes you need to pick something else up just to get you reading again.
So holding the book up but checking your Facebook sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, you're just like scrolling Instagram with your book just beside you.
To look like you're busy at work. I remember my reading time. Shush.
When you're thinking about something else while you're reading.
Yeah,
and you have no idea what's happened on the page. Yeah,
worst ever, and you have to go back and reread. Worst ever, and especially when you start judging yourself on what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
So really, was I thinking about creme brulees again? Yeah. Oh.
I always think if someone just asked me what happened, what would I say? it's going to be announced on the 14th of May, and it's the first.
Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. 14th of May, Ockham Book Awards final. That's the announcement. The final winner.
That's the winners, and that will be announced. It's the kickoff of
but
the
really
Writers
everybody
Festival.
Wins, don't they, with New Zealand literature?
I think if you were an author on this list, you would just feel the best. You would feel really great.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could speak to the winner on once that's happened?
We could try and make that happen.
That'd be great.
But I think
who are the judges this year? It's not you.
Not me. They do a really good job of getting... So you have 3 judges per category, and they get a good variation of people around the country, academics, people who work in the in literature. Often they have booksellers.
Bookish types.
Yeah. So there's so a good amount of...
You must be quite enjoying the fact that you don't have to read all those books this year.
I just feel like I'm on a forever holiday.
Thank you very much, Jenna. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
That was Loose Reads.